This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. CRP is a blood test. And if it's possible for a blood test to be in vogue, CRP is all the rage this fall. It is simple, it's cheap, and some believe it has magical powers to predict illness, cardiovascular disease to be particular. A recent study published in the New England Journal of Medicine pushed this blood test into a new stratosphere of popularity. The study was profound, not for its questionable findings, but according to Merrill Guzner, a medical economist and commentator, it was remarkable for what it reveals about profit-driven medical research and how it contributes to making the U.S. healthcare system the most bloated and wasteful in the world. The research study attempted to examine the effects of giving either a type of cholesterol-lowering drug called a statin or a placebo pill to men and women who were reportedly to be healthy older Americans. All were selected because they had high cholesterol and had an elevated level of C-reactive protein in their blood. The study was funded by AstraZeneca, whose drug Crestor was used in the trial. Now, it's $3.70 per pill, according to drugstore.com. And the lead researcher of the study was a Harvard entrepreneur who just happens to own a patent on the CRP blood test. If the study results in doctors changing their practice, it has the potential to make both the researcher and the drug company very rich. The study does show that people who took the cholesterol-lowering drug had lower levels of CRP compared to those who took the sugar pill, but there were problems with the study. It turns out that the healthy people, they weren't so healthy. And while there did seem to be a small decrease in heart disease in people taking the statin drug, those very same people showed a similar increase in the rate of developing diabetes. Now, one of my favorite questions to ask medical students is, so tell me, how big a benefit would a person get from this drug? And my favorite way to look at the answer is to look at how many people would need to take the drug to prevent, say, one heart attack. In this case, the answer is 112. 112 people would need to take the drug for 2 years to prevent one serious heart attack. Put another way, 111 people would take the drug for no benefit and at great expense, about $2,700. And furthermore, one of those 111 people is likely to develop diabetes as a result of taking the drug. Is this drug a major breakthrough? Well, it's not a breakthrough for the average person, but it may very well turn out to be a breakthrough for the drug and blood testing industries. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.